Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's not an easy walk uphill. It's let alone a run.
Run is tough. When he said that, I knew where he was running from, and I said, well, that had to be a little bit of a task.
I felt like I had, one, I didn't think it was possible. I just said, I just got to try. I got to stop giving up. I got on the scale. It was 205, Mike. 205 pounds. I've never been 205 pounds in my life.
Me neither.
Yeah, I tell you. You know something? If I was too...
We had an offline conversation about it. I was thinking, I want to care more. Can you teach me how to care more?
I am aware of my weaknesses. But also, you know...
Rob, what is it like not to care?
You know.
Yeah, there it is.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to bring up a point about me, a point about my personality that I'm not proud of, but I weighed whether I should talk to people about this off air or whether I should bring it on air. It's completely innocent in all probability, but Oscar and Rob will know what I'm talking about when I explain how my brain works. Okay. So this is, for a long, long period of time, working in this radio business, it is a delicate business for the psyche, because periodically bad things happen when people don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. And through that, we have developed, probably it has spilled into our personal relationships and our friendships. And then you throw in my equation where I got into business with someone and got into a restaurant business, and that didn't go as well as I may have expected. Are we okay?
We're good.
All right. And so nice things can happen, and then I just have a bad reaction. And I'm not proud of that with my personality. But,
is this a part of don't get happy?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course
I thought
it is.
So. Yeah. Okay.
And my comfort zone is to be not expecting anything from anybody. And because of that, if something does come along which is good, I'm usually, I don't want to say surprised, but I'm very content because it went better than I expected, because I always kind of think. The point I'm trying to make. What hits my button sometimes is when something happens that's very nice and on it, with all appearances innocent, but it sends me into a paranoid spiral. All right. So because someone said Charlie Burney is a very nice man who listens to the show and supports this show, and as Oscar tells me, has been a fan of this show for a good long time.
What did he do wrong, Mike?
Charlie Burney sent me a lovely coffee cake yesterday.
Yes.
A very nice coffee cake.
Yes.
And the note, it was a very nice note. But this is how I interpret it when this happens. Because along with the note, it's like, hi, I just thought I'd send this along. And thought maybe we could talk. Just talk when you get a chance. And suddenly in my brain, you would be, oh, that's right. He wants to catch up and see what's going on. Where in my brain, it's like... What is wrong?
That's a complete miscalculation on Charlie Burney.
Yeah, but you see, this goes like back to when Mike...
That should have been probably run by me, I would imagine, as a friend and a colleague.
Oh, you didn't know about
it. No, of how you
Because I was going to ask you about that, then now that, leans to the fact that maybe he wants to talk about you.
No. It's literally, Charlie asked for all of our... And if this went this way, God bless him, he means well. He asked
No,
for
no,
all,
you understand. Yeah, my working relationship with Charlie Burney,
Mike,
Charlie Burney is essentially our landlord.
Let me give you some context.
What have we done wrong? That's what I thought.
Charlie
you see.
Asked for all of our clients, our important clients' and business relationships, honestly, their home addresses.
Oh, thank
so he
and Mike, okay. to soften
but
it,
if that
he,
was the note that was sent.
Okay, well, let me get
that
it.
Might be oh, the wait. That might be the wrong.
Hey, Carla.
Note. Maddie, if I right. am I accurate Mike, with that description? That,
can you get me that note from Charlie yeah. Bernie?
You're accurate. I thought I was getting fired.
Did you get one? Did you get a coffee cake too?
Yeah, he. Yeah, it's same
oh,
thing.
Oh, thank just, Jesus! Just thank would you. Love to talk, oh,
just
thank
talk,
you, thank
and I'm
you.
Like, what have I done?
Mike, I got one
Charlie.
Too.
Thank you, thank you.
I got one too, and I thought it was. I thought it was a plea to get a fruitcake in return.
Did you that's get a coffee? Did you get a
yeah,
coffee cake?
Yeah,
oh,
it delivered
everybody
yesterday.
Got a he sent a coffee cake to everybody.
Yeah, but the note is misleading.
I can explain the trouble
no,
before you
up,
read
Rob,
the note.
Let me read the note. Just let All me right. read the note. Don't explain anything. I want to get... This is a note. June 4th, 2020. Hi, Michael.
Oh, no. Charlie.
I'm Charles. Mike, Charlie. Call me Mike.
For years, that's he's right. hated Michael.
Yeah. Anyway. This coffee cake is from me, Charlie Bernie! Exclamation point. By the way, I have to say, I love Charlie Bernie.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
what he's done
this
for our business.
This is a true miscalculation, though.
But it's a business relationship that I'm very
oh, Charlie's
sensitive
calling now.
About.
Charlie's yeah. calling now. Why don't
Hold
you...
On. Well, okay. we'll put him on.
Yeah, we'll put him on.
I am hoping that you will save a slice and we can find the time to catch up. Just to talk is all. Okay, when you say that to awesome. Me, just to talk, I've been fired by guys. I just want to chat.
Yeah, that's the wrong. No one wants to talk during a pandemic.
Charlie can't fire me. Let me make that clear. Yeah. Charlie does not no, is not no, my no, supervisor, no. but Charlie is a powerful man.
He can fire Maddie, though.
I will be sending an email to you so we can try and schedule it. My very best to you, Charlie. Very nice. Very yeah. nice little yeah. note. There it is right there. Very nice. And,
does it harken back when you get that note, though? To when you were, I can't remember if it was a paint store or a hardware store, but it did involve the manager saying, generally, things haven't worked out.
Dick Katz.
I know you pretty well. I know you pretty well.
Dick Katz.
Now, Mike, we can bring in Charlie after the open of the show into the actual Zoom, or we can have him on the phone. He's on the phone
oh,
right
I'd
now.
Love, if Charlie wants to come on the Zoom, but I mean, me that might be more complicated. But
yeah, I mean,
you
I can
know.
Put him on right now. We're in the
yeah. Put him on right
bit.
Now. This yes. is the moment. Well, this is the moment.
Bob Barker,
Charlie,
would say it's
you're
very
now on speakerphone with the guys.
He won't be able to hear me. Hi, yeah. Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
So it just is meant to catch up because we're all quarantined. That's all it is.
I
didn't write
Charlie,
the note. It was written by the person I hired to write the note.
You might want to reconsider
that
the hire.
The Michael. That's yeah. explaining
no,
the Michael.
Lady. It's just a gifting business. I've been trying to support her for years. So I didn't write the Michael part. Obviously, it's not my handwriting.
Oh wow. Yeah. All right. Charlie, this has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with him.
Can't we put Charlie through our regular phone system,
Mike,
for Christ's sake?
Someone's got to dial it. I'm just letting you know. This is the most. He called me. He's watching right now.
Let me call him right back.
Okay,
let me call him. Call him right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got his number. You can give it to Maddie or whoever's in there.
Call him back just to talk.
On the phone system, please.
Just to catch up.
All right. Believe me, now that everybody. Rob, you got a fruitcake?
I got a coffee cake. Yeah, and I thought.
And Maddie got a coffee cake?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Oscar?
No, I don't.
Oscar works with him every day.
Yeah,
I mean that's
he
catches up with
Charlie,
Oscar every day.
You're listening to me right now as a friend and a business partner. May have to run. We gotta sanction those notes that go out because I could have saved everybody a lot of heartache.
Oscar, you know what? And this makes and another thing
heartache.
Makes me happy.
Yeah,
you know why this makes me happy?
What?
It's because I don't even have to. With Oscar, I don't even have to explain this. I believe
it's
that Oscar already.
It's going to be a tough conversation.
Is already understanding.
His heart was in the right place.
It was.
This doesn't speak. Look, anybody, a normal person working in a normal business probably wouldn't
Charlie
think.
Bernie and Podcast Phil.
Oh, now he's not answering his phone. Come on, Charlie.
Well, maybe there is more here than meets the eye.
Yeah, we hear that. You can hang up on him and call him back, please. Thank you.
All right. So the normal people, this has nothing to do with Charlie Bernie. Or you keep saying misstep. You're going to get me. You're going to make me feel bad if you say misstep on his
part. You're not alone. Maddie felt the same way.
Maddie, you felt like you were going to get canned too, right?
Yeah, she's calling right now.
She's calling Charlie.
Well, it's because of the flawed business of radio and radio people.
So do you think Charlie said, send a cake and say, we just want to talk? I am hoping that you will save a slice and we can find the time to catch up.
His heart was in the right place.
Absolutely.
But if I'm you...
Just to talk is all. There's the line.
I know you, Mike. That's a problem.
But it's nice to know that Maddie felt the exact same way that I did. Mm-hmm. And she's a kid.
If that went to clients, it could be misunderstood as, hey, we got to renegotiate your contract. Hey, we're closing up shop.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Something's wrong. Like,
right. This upset me.
Yeah. It is so diminished that it almost emphasizes that there could be something at play.
Charlie?
I'm not sure what I want to say to you guys. I was just trying to be nice.
Charlie, hold on. Charlie, if you heard what I've been saying, I'm saying this has nothing to do with you. Oscar, your pal over here, is the one that's kind of putting something out of the being a misstep. I consider this far more me being in the radio business, but if I read the verbiage and you said someone else wrote it, I am hoping that you will save a slice and we can find time to catch up. If it ends there and you write Charlie, it's a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. Then this one sentence, and this is the way my paranoia works, just to talk is all, I'm tripling your lease rate. That is what.
It's like living with my wife. Everything I say is misunderstood, Mike. I just wanted to call and catch up, for Christ's sake. That's all.
That's okay. Don't be angry. I just wanted to...
Hey, no one's mad.
I'm angry now. I'm angry, goddammit.
You try to do something nice.
By the way, my son had a slice of... That was the first ever coffee cake that he ever ate. And he ate it this morning, and I gave him a little orange juice and the coffee cake, which was my grandmother used to serve to me, and he enjoyed it. It's a quality product.
Charlie, would you say that now hearing the fallout, now it's easy to misunderstand that note? Does it make sense?
I absolutely disagree. You're all freaking paranoid. Every single client who's gotten in touch with me has said, what a lovely gesture and how much they appreciate it. In fact, I spent an hour on the phone with Tiffany Neighbors yesterday talking about a project.
He gave her name. There we go. That's it.
But you know what's really great, Mike? Bottom line, we're all talking to Charlie now, so it worked.
He got what he wanted.
Yeah. Hold on. Charlie, let me get out the... I've got the translation, the... Radio to English translation
Google,
dictionary
but
right here.
I come
here.
From real estate, Mike. I don't come from radio culture.
I know.
Come from a real estate background.
I know. My radio to English translation dictionary is right here. Here it is. And it's phrases. Just to talk is all is you're fired. That's what it is.
In Charlie speak, it means, hey, let's talk.
He's super.
Okay, that's right.
It is a bit of a cliffhanger, like... What's going on?
I'm trying to be clear because obviously I'm not. Just like when I talk to my wife, I'm trying to tell you that I just want to catch up. I'm lonely.
We are not your wife, Charlie.
You know who your biggest advocate
is? My wife.
Speaking of wives, your biggest advocate was Carla.
Yes,
who was just saying he just wants to say hi.
Carla is used to being showered with gifts from older men. Like, that's what she's used to. Like, yeah, this is her norm, you know?
And again, she doesn't have the bad wiring of a radio person.
Yeah. Now, Maddie, what is your excuse?
Yeah, Maddie, you were paranoid too, right? Go ahead.
What's
speak
your story?
Up.
I'm always paranoid about doing something wrong, so I think that's just where that came from.
Maddie, I'm a little disappointed because you should know better than that.
I know, and I was like, Charlie, of all people. Yeah, it hurt. Yeah. It did hurt.
Yeah.
Charlie,
that's really not acceptable, Maddie. I'm Charlie.
Charlie, I can tell you this, that more valuable to me, more valuable to me than the coffee cake is the opening segment of my show. Yes. That's much more valuable than any coffee cake. And
yes,
so you've really given
my blood pressure, goddammit.
So anyway, it's me, not you, and I look forward to getting the email, and we can talk, we can catch up. Just to talk is all.
Yeah,
that's all. Just talk.
Mike doesn't like talking to us, Charlie.
That is not true.
He does not like talking to Oscar and Rob.
No, that is so not true. I would love to. Charlie and I, by the way, Charlie, we have something in common, okay? We are both, you enjoy golf. You don't enjoy golf like you used to, but you enjoy golf, right? So we have that. And one of these days, I want to play the golf course that I have never played, the one you built down on the Eastern Shore, which is still a gem. Yeah. And anybody that gets down to the D.C. area, the Annapolis area, go over the bridge and go to Queenstown Harbor. It's a beautiful course.
You have similar business interests. You're both white.
Yes.
Like, these are all things you can talk about.
Both white. Yeah.
And when all is said and done, you love cake.
Thank you.
And Mike, don't forget, you're the voice of the Golf Business Podcast.
You are.
I always worry that you forget that.
That's true.
You did ask, who's the voice?
Who is that marvelous voice?
The mellifluous tones of Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, Charlie. On behalf of me, Maddie, Rob Spiewak. Yes.
Yeah, I just want you to know one thing. I hope you enjoy your goddamn cake.
Thank you. Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Thank you. Hang up on him. All right. I don't want to talk to him anymore. Sorry, I just got to be honest. I am not even, if you think I am tweaking this and this is some innocent, how did it make you, here's the man who never lets us know what his emotions are. How did it make you feel, Rob? I mean, you're so put upon by everybody.
I was surprised. It was very unexpected. And now I feel less special because I thought I might have been the only one that got it, but apparently everybody got it.
How did you feel when you got here?
Not threatened. I thought, but I did think that it was going to be when he said, "Let's share a piece of cake." I thought it was a slight gesture that he would like another fruitcake, and I was going to send him one anyway. So I thought it was maybe.
I wish I had your brain. I still have a few
standing by in the freezer. Yeah.
No, it's like I'm sitting there with this paranoid attack, and then we go into the main of Rob. It's like, oh, I guess he wants another fruitcake. What a nice line. Meanwhile, I'm going to this dark place overnight.
Maybe we're the broken ones.
Look, I know. I say this on behalf of me. I know I'm broken.
Yeah. And Mike, we've been through a lot together. We've been through a lot together, but you've been through so much more than me.
But Rob, you are not burdened with my mind. You are not burdened with my paranoia, you know, and to a fault sometimes where you drive me nuts, where I just want you to be a little more devious and paranoid. This is all me. By the way, it's only on the receiving end of this. I'm not a person, because this paranoia that I have means I'm very careful not to be devious with other people. Mm-hmm. I don't have that chip because I don't want to live with that. It's weird. I could probably spend hours.
You know what this comes down to, Mike?
And
Charlie, I love you, buddy. Like, this is not, and this has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the message. The coffee cake delivery is a 10 out of 10. Who doesn't want a coffee cake? That's awesome. It's the same way as when you get a text from a friend that says, "Hey, I have some news for you. When you get a chance, call me."
When they do a value-added teaser on a text, is no good.
As a text where I'm like, "What's wrong?"
Mm-hmm. How many times have you guys dealt with me? It was like, "All right, there's something I want to talk about. Can we set some time aside tomorrow?"
Right.
No. You set the time aside now.
If you're going to talk about it, you just brought it up.
Yeah, you bring it up and you talk about it.
Everybody has people in work that do this all the time where it's and I can't stand it. It's adding a little. By the way, this Charlie did not do this.
This was solely on the person who was writing in Charlie's voice.
But I'm finding myself once again, I am jealous of Rob, who is not burdened with that chip that he worries about those things.
I think the worst case scenario is this.
How could we make Rob worry about that more?
No. Rob actually said something to me that really rang true. He goes, "I'm sorry, I'm not smarter with this." And then as soon as he said that to me about something else, I said, "You know what? I'm going to take that. Like, I'm going to take that, and I'm going to try to hone and build that back up for you, because Rob doesn't have the self-confidence right now in life to really think he can understand the magnitude of what's at stake at every turn."
All right. So it's great.
It's great for now, but in the long run, that's something he wants to, like, a muscle he wants to strengthen, you know?
Okay.
That's all right. And we had an offline conversation about it. I was like, I want to care more. Can you teach me how to care more?
I am aware of my weaknesses, but also, you know,
Rob, what is it like not to care?
You know.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's it, folks. We're not doing shtick here. This is not a playlist. This is a deep dive into the psyche of this show.
But this I feel is there a must deep be a dive. There must be a strength I bring because I'm still here.
Right.
However, I do know there are weaknesses. And you know what? That does trouble me. I had a very frustrating week last week.
The greatest weakness is the inability to truly care. That's all. And it's not caring about being funny. You care about that. You're good at that.
Yeah.
No, and you're really, really good
and
at
he's,
that.
And he's, as of late, you know, we're all having our own struggles with the pandemic. We've had more time to talk. And he's been, when you're self-aware enough, Mike, and you tell a friend and a colleague, says, please help me understand this more, because there's some blind spots in all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all self-aware of everything, including Mike and myself, that right. we could have to continue to evolve. I love to pounce. You know that, Mike. But I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, you're aggressive
to a fault. This man.
You're a badger. You're like a badger in a corner.
Honey badger. Yeah.
You know. You know what I mean.
Oscar don't
Last
care.
Last night, I mean, Oscar's camera. You know, doing the dance yesterday during the show, and I wanted to call him. So you never called me to give me an update on that. I really wish, and then I would have gotten. So I didn't call him, and he gets away with that. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, but the hostility is not driven towards you, Mike.
Well, it was a hostile day yesterday. I could go on for hours. I had a bad day.
You know but what, Alice? I had a bad day.
So, Charlie Burney, in this note, it says, I will be sending an email to you so we can talk. Charlie, you can pick up the phone and call me anytime you want.
Yeah.
Worst thing I can say is I'm in the middle of something, and I'll call you back in 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you do send a coffee cake or any kind of gift with a note like this again, though, you better put 3 Xanax in the in the package, because it'll ruin my night. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast.
Yep.
We had shredded wheat. It was like wrapping your lips around a wood chipper. And in the midst of that dark and hopeless moment, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart suddenly appeared out of Battle Creek, Michigan.
It did.
Which, as you cereal fans know, is the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's. Because it seems like a cereal Silicon Valley of breakfast super scientists conceiving of a frosted, fruit-filled, heatable rectangles in the same shape as the box it comes in. And with the same nutrition as the box it comes in, too. I don't know how long it took them to invent the Pop-Tart, but they must have come out of that lab like Moses with the 2 tablets of the 10 Commandments. The Pop-Tart is here. 2 in the packet. 2 slots in a toaster. Let's see you screw this up. Why 2? 1's not enough. 3's too many. And they can't go stale because they were never fresh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Charlie Burney's Podcast Village in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all over the joint. Prescott, Arizona, Opal, Virginia, Craigmont, Idaho, White Oak, Pennsylvania, South Hill in Spokane, Washington. What's that, a neighborhood in Spokane?
It Maybe is a neighborhood is. In Spokane. I like the specificity of neighborhoods. I think it's nice.
It's easy for you to say. Fredericksburg, Denmark, that's included as well. We're brought to you today by Noom. Crash diet's always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom help. This show is so good for my head sometimes.
Oh, it's great.
I feel like I've just left a psychiatrist's office and gotten great advice. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. You're going to love it. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress.
Yes.
Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank everybody at Noom. I know I have to get to the mailbag at some point.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Does this angle make it look like I've got an ill day in front of me?
It looks kind of like you have a horse face. Yes, you are. It's kind of a wide angle lane.
It's nothing like a POV porn, if that's what you're worried about. But
but it's a little wide angle.
It is a little wide. And also, you look angry or perhaps in danger.
Lean into the camera. Let's see what it looks like. There we go. Lean into the camera. All right, here we go. All right, he's going to lean in.
That's as close as I can get.
It's just,
can you get the camera closer to you at all?
I can. The board's in front of me. I think that might help.
Well, now it's
there's a hairline.
Whoa, yeah, look at that.
That's a hairline right there. Yeah. There it is. Classic.
That's not a moon. It's a Death Star.
It's better.
That's better.
You've got a great complexion. I will give you that. You've got a great complexion.
Look at that. Takes care of his skin. Look at that.
That's right. That's wonderful. That's a little too close, though. All right, you might want to back that up. Rob, let's do it. Let's get the mailbag then I'll deal with all my other paranoia. Because we didn't do it last week, so if we don't do it this week, let's get right to it, shall we? And by the way, let's do it every 2 weeks. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Every other? I think that's a good idea.
We're jammed up with content every day.
Let's send our listeners a cupcake. Not a coffee cake. Cupcake. A coffee cake's too much.
Right.
A cupcake.
If you're keeping track,
shipping will kill us.
Ruined Mike's night. Made Maddie paranoid about getting fired. Rob, just watching. Anyway.
He's like, yum.
First letter. Have you eaten it yet? No, it's still sealed
because I haven't had a chance to book my date with Charlie.
Okay. Well, you're not going to eat the coffee cake. Oh, are you going to bring it in or something
together?
Well, no. He said that he'd like to save a piece so we could have a discussion together. And so I'm not going to break the seal.
Okay.
Well, next year? Vaccine? What's going on?
Moving right along.
This is not a problem, you guys. Relax.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. Hello, gentlemen. On Friday, May 29th at 7:02 p.m., a new listener was born. Please welcome to our world, Avery Grace Gendris. Weighing in at 8 pounds, 11 ounces. Good, healthy, bouncing baby. And if I have my way, she will be playing ice hockey and listening to TMOS as soon as possible. Thank you for all the laughs. Sincerely, Casey Gendris of Bel Air, Maryland. Oh, I love it when we get a new listener.
That's sweet. Congratulations
on that beautiful baby. Next letter says, as I was listening live to the show today, that's last Friday, I was moved by Oscar's mention of a person canceling his bonus subscription because of recent content. I just want to thank you all for all of the content you offer. I find all of it entertaining and helpful. Topics you bring up inspire me to investigate news and issues even further. So thank you for that. You are entertaining, funny, and informative. This triple threat is why I give stars on Facebook Live. Oh, I like that.
Sweet. Like stars, yes.
This is like we wrote it ourselves. I love this. It is why I purchase from advertisers associated with the show. And it is why I share this podcast with friends and acquaintances. Well, God bless you. Never let the naysayers get you down or sway your direction. This podcast is the second best part of my day, only bested by my time with family. That is just a straight-ahead, wonderful letter, Jeremy McBride. I thank you. That's kind, and we sincerely appreciate that, and it's good to hear. Next letter says, hey, friends, with the recent discussion of Dentist to the Stars, Dr. Champagne.
So funny.
I wanted to weigh in.
Was it Guy Champagne?
Guy Champagne.
Yes, of course.
Good-looking guy, if I remember correctly. And,
almost have to be.
My dentist is named Dr. Payne. Dr. Payne, but he prefers to be called Dr. Chris. I would, too, if I was a dentist named Payne. I keep telling him he should really lean on his last name instead, you know, for fun. Kind of like Little Shop of Horrors fun.
Right.
Adam Merkley from the land of the sundresses, Tempe, Arizona. That's just a funny fact.
You don't have to embellish that letter at all.
You just send that along. Hey,
remember
guys,
OB that used to work in Waldorf?
Hold on. Wait a minute. What was his name again?
Dr. Harry Beaver.
That was true, right?
That was an absolute true story, yes.
Unbelievable. I always thought that was an urban legend. Hey, guys, thanks for playing the hits. Oh, it's my buddy Brad Chillington's birthday this week. I'm sorry, Chatillion.
Chatillion.
It's my, let me try it again. It's my buddy Brad Chatinfin. What is it?
Chatillion? Bergen? Flavin?
Brad Chillions. Brad Chatillion.
That's it.
Chatillion. 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 Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. This week on Friday. I think he's 65 years young. How about that? Isn't that something? Dennis Lowe. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that. Brad Chatillion.
Yeah.
All right. Did I have one more on the bottom there?
We got it.
No, it's good.
We got it.
All right. Thank you. Chatillion. There you go. Moving right along. This is a fat one. We didn't do it last week. Hello, guys. My name is Robert Neal. Hi, Bob Neal. Hi, I'm Bob Neal from HR. Nice. Bob Neal coming down to check out things. Bob Neal. The Bob Neal get-together. How you doing? Bob Neal, the Bob Neal. Here's your AccuWeather and Tide timetable. The Bob Neal get-together.
Bob Neal is in HR, and he sends you a coffee cake. He wants to talk.
Yeah, just wants to talk. That's all. My name is Robert Neal, and I'm from Spokane. I have been a listener since the old show. My 8-year-old son, Miles Neal, had a surgery last Wednesday. It was supposed to be a 2-hour procedure and then back home to rest. During the surgery, there was a complication and a section of his trachea was removed and detached some of his vocal cords. This was a very unique injury, and we did not know what the outcome will be. Jesus. Or how his voice will be changed. Miles wants to be a voice actor when he grows up and has a few good voices already. Of course, he loves when Mike does voices. Wow, this is tough to read this. Maybe he will have some very unique voices after all of this is over with, fingers crossed. I would like to thank the staff at Sacred Heart in Spokane and the staff at Seattle Children's Hospital. Oh, this is tough for an 8-year-old kid to go through this, where he's received amazing care. Those people that work at children's hospitals
amazing.
Are saints. They truly are. I also would like to thank TMOS for giving me some time, something to help pass the time during these long days in the hospital. You guys are the best. Thank you, Robert Neal, Spokane, Washington. Well, Robert, please let us know and keep us in the loop as to how your son's doing, and we'll have a thought for him. That's unfortunate. I hope he gets better. Dear ladies and gentlemen, having communicated with so many listeners over the years, I don't expect you to recall, but I've mentioned to each of the principals, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, that I've listened to and or seen every single minute of every single show, and that hasn't changed. On a scale of 1 to 10, the most recent cocktail party show was a 100. Countless literal laugh-out-loud moments. It's not hyperbole to say it was one, if not the, most enjoyable shows ever. The writing, stellar. The writing. The format, excellent. The vibe, the affection, the spontaneity, the realness, the impressions, the voices, the facial expressions, the pure fun. It all just jumped off the screen. You all love what you do, and we love that you do it. Every single one of you brought it all at the same time. Under normal circumstances, it would be welcome, but with the world as it is now, it was especially important to have 2 hours and 52 minutes of pure joy and fun. The serious discussion was welcomed as well. The first time with all six of you as cast members in studio, and Maddie as a boss air traffic controller, and Pony as the tip-in wild card, it was, dare I say, magical. Yes, it was magical, but you were there, so you know this. It was a time capsule show. Thank you so much. Wow, what a rave.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing a monster home run with us. Jeff Clark Y. Martinez. Just Jeff Clark
E. Martinez.
Jeff Clark E. Martinez. Thank you. Sorry for messing up the name. Thank you, Jeff. That's very kind of you. A little embarrassing. Damn you, Rob, the next letter says, I recently found myself awake at 3:30 a.m. and decided that since I was up, I might as well try Best Fiends. When the morning rays of light began filling my room, I was deciding whether or not to attempt level 26 or try to go back to sleep for another hour. Damn you, Rob, for recommending the game. I love it. Jeremy Scoville, living in the Manassas of the West Coast, South Sacramento.
Lovely. Good luck, Jeremy. I hit level 135 last night, and it doesn't get any easier. So stay at it. Stay at it.
Wonderful sponsor. We appreciate you supporting him. Hey, fellas, I was hoping that my wife would do this, but I still can't count on her. Anyway, my 50th birthday. Oh, always sad when we get the personal birthday greetings. Anyway, my 50th birthday was last Sunday. And if Jackie Stallone could stop by and wish me a happy birthday, I would love it. On a personal note, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you guys keep my spirits up during the pandemic. You make my week every week. Laker Toby. Jacqueline, are you out there? Can you come on in here for... Here she comes. Laker Toby. Sounds like a combination of the basketball team and the guy that played Spider-Man. Yeah. Happy birthday. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Was she wearing a mask?
I don't know. She's very hardly recognizable.
Really,
I hold in my hand. Jesus Christ, Rob. I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh!
Here it is.
Hi-oh!
May a COVID-ridden hamster find its way into your small colon.
Ouch!
Dear Mike, Rob, Mario, Maddie, hey. And Ponyboy, I have been with the show since the D&M days and from episode number one of TMOS. Due to a job I took around 2012, there were 3 or 4 years where I was not able to keep up on a regular basis. First off, I want to thank you for keeping the funny coming. It is a lonely life being the proprietor of a one-man guitar building shop. Oh, I'm sorry, guitar building shop.
I thought it was a guitar building. Like it's shaped like a hard guitar. Rock?
It is a, yeah, it's a bad exactly. sentence. I'm sorry, sir, but it's a bad sentence. It's a lonely life being the proprietor of a one-man guitar building shop. Now I get it.
Yes.
Store would have done it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
You help me keep my S together, or if you prefer, you keep my poop in a group.
This is a drunk letter.
I'm eternally grateful for what you do. I know I am probably a rube for asking this, but what happened to Internet Radio Tommy?
Oh.
What about his mother? Did he find a girl? Did he die? I worry. Please advise. Michael Conklin. Michael Conklin Cheney. Oh, and he's a three-name person.
No.
Why?
Cheney. He's
what?
From Cheney, Washington.
Cheney.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Michael Conklin from Cheney, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Internet Radio Tommy, we are told, will hopefully be off the ventilator this week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with COVID. It was a huffing accident. That's what he did. He was playing with spray paint.
And his mom, okay?
His mom, she's AWOL. Don't know where she is right now. Yeah, but
good time to
we'll
travel.
Check in with him. Yeah, one of these days they'll come up with a cheap machine I can put back in here. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the word of the day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton. And I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, I got 36 roughly running. Is that what we're doing?
Exactly. We're okay. Dead on.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by KiwiCo. I love this product. Michael loves this product, and it's great because he gets to get Christmas once a month. It's fantastic. KiwiCo, let me tell you what it is. It's science and art subscription boxes for kids, tested by kids. It's more fun than any game they can play. You can get them out of that screen,
yes.
Whether it's the big one, the small one, or stealing mommy's phone like he does every night. He sneaks out of his bedroom and comes and steals his mother's screen because he wants to watch his videos online.
Sure.
That's what he was. But it's okay. Now there's KiwiCo, and he sits at the kitchen table and dives in, and I love it. He loves getting things in the mail. He loves doing it by himself, mostly. I love helping him.
Right.
It's fantastic, although the older he gets, the more he does it all on his own. Your kids Sweet. Won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. And when they're finished, their confidence will be as big as their smile. They really know what they're doing. It's great to spend quality time tackling projects together. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And I want to say personally, thank you. It's very gratifying when an advertiser reaches out to me and says thank you and says we're doing a good job. I really, really appreciate that from KiwiCo. That was very, very nice of the people.
That's okay, awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
Reading is, I try to knock out a book or two a month, just for fun, when I'm, got free time, two books that I've, finished, one was called Devil in the White City. Sorry, I don't have the author. I remember titles. I don't remember the author. About a serial killer, right around the time of the, 19th century World's Fair in Chicago. And it was a good read. It was a lot of fun. Then I dove into a James Patterson novel, which is called Revenge. And for anybody that's read that wonderful guest we had, James Patterson, you can tear through James Patterson novels.
Oh, it's
you
like
can
cotton just, candy. It's so easy.
You can just rip right through them. But
question,
I never knew.
Do you ever reread a book?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
When, of course, other than the Holy Bible, but I mean,
very, very rarely I'll reread segments of a book, but I can't think of anyone in recent memory that I've reread.
I'm just curious. Cause sometimes I do sometimes because it's, you get disappointed sometimes when a favorite book ends and you want to go back sometimes and revisit it. So I'm just wondering if that was in your makeup.
No, I really don't do it as much as you would think, but I have in the past. So here's the word from the James Patterson book, Revenge. And I want to see if you guys know what it is.
All right.
Balaclava.
Mm, it's a piece.
Anyone?
It's a dessert. I usually served as
No, that's baklava. Oh.
Very thin layers, and nuts.
Yeah, wispy.
Can you spell it?
I believe it is spelled B-A-L-A-C-L-A-V-A.
Now you're singing the alphabet. Or swinging.
B-A-B-E-B-B-A-L-A-C-L-A-V-A. Hey, 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 balaclava. Bam, bam, bam. So I'm sitting there. This book takes place in the UK, and it's got intrigue, and it's got Chechen gangsters, and it's got former special forces guys, and you hear this balaclava, 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 and I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll give you a hint. They're wearing them.
Mm.
Is it a headdress?
Maddie, anything? Do you have any clue?
Type of shoe?
No.
No.
That is
a headdress?
One of you, look it up. Look up balaclava, and you'll find out what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Did you say headdress?
Yes, I said headdress.
Sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination. Sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little... Sit down! With a little number called...
Crank that up a little bit.
Right. Right up. Right. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B A Bay, B E B, B I Bicky Bye, B O Boat. I'll give you the correct demonstration.
B A Bay, B E B, B I Bicky Bye, B O Boat, Bicky Bye, Bicky Bye, B U Boo, Bicky Bye, Boo, Boo.
See, when you play this, I always have to have you take it to where the ladies sing.
I love the ladies.
The ladies.
D-E-D,
D-I-D-K-I-D-O-D-O, then they do a harmony. Why do I know these things? There it is. All right, shut it off, Rob. There is a balaclava. So that's everything you see when you're talking about people breaking in and doing clandestine stuff.
I have a balaclava that I bought from the people at Nike to play soccer in wintertime with.
There you go. Yeah.
So it's for
protect the face.
Yes.
But also good in these times of COVID.
Well, it's also for crooks.
And looting.
That don't want to, and looting.
Yes.
Don't want to be identified.
I wasn't going to bring up looting. I was thinking more of the facial
season
covering.
Of looting, according to Rob Spielberg.
Right.
Now, don't twist my words. How dare you? Mm-hmm.
Do you wear it when you're running, Oscar? Do you wear the balaclava when you're running?
When I would run, Mike, when I did run in the
cold.
I
thought you wanted to talk about running today.
I did.
That's why segue.
When I would run in the cold, I would wear it. Actually, it came in yesterday to the fellas, and I'm not one to say, hey, I just exercised. But I haven't ran a continuous mile I haven't run a continuous mile in about, I would say, 3 years.
Well, I will say this. Before you announced that, you did wipe your face for about 20 minutes with a paper towel.
Fair enough. But
you were schmutzing pretty bad.
Hey, Oscar ran to work yesterday. Yes. He ran. By the way, where our studios in Washington, D.C. are located at the top of Wisconsin Avenue, and that is a hall coming up from downtown near M Street, near the Potomac River, the Potomac, and then running straight uphill. Your boy has stayed at the fabulous Kimpton Hotel when he's in town, and I've walked it. And it's not an easy walk. It's a grind.
It's not an easy walk uphill. It's let alone a run.
A run is tough. When he said that, I knew where he was running from, and I said, "Well, that had to be a little bit of a task."
I felt like I had one. I didn't think it was possible. I just said, "I just got to try. I got to stop giving up." I got on the scale. It was 205, Mike. 205 pounds. I've never been 205 pounds in my life.
Me neither.
Yeah, I tell you. You know something? If I was too. By the way, great fat story in news you may not need today. If I was 205 pounds, I would look like John Malkovich.
I know, right?
So, just be aware of that.
Okay, I'll
be
keep
aware
that
of that.
In mind.
It's all relative.
I think we all have different body frames, right? And I'd say my knees have started hurting lately. And I said, this is not where I want to be right now. So I got to do something about it, and drastic. So I said, I'm going to start running and walking to work as much as I can. While it's warm out, it's fine. No one's at work, really.
He's starting the first week that we're going to have 95 and humid.
I can change.
That's when he's starting.
I can do whatever I need to be clean. Like, it's fine. I just need to do something and get it over with in the morning. I used to go to spin classes, you remember, before work on a regular basis.
Outside and doing something outside is always better for you.
I wear my mask while I run. I wear it.
That's Rob, Oscar. That is hard, though.
That is
tough.
Yeah,
that is tough to wear the mask. I get a little lightheaded sometimes when I'm in the Costco with a mask on. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
you know?
is that from the mask, or are you just excited?
This is the mask I wear I run.
Run with that?
Yeah,
it's thoughtful.
Now you had to walk the walk, right? So I do.
Are there other people running with the mask or exercising with the mask?
It's
on?
Like there's 30% don't, 70% do, which is nice, right? Especially if you're running by like little kids or families that are walking. Who knows?
Yeah. And you're going over and above because it's only really required on indoor spaces now.
Correct.
So
but I've
good
also,
for you.
I've
good
also seen like the next door post that say, "Hey, if you're sweating and you're spitting all over the place, can you please put your mask on at least when you go by us?" Like,
well,
that's,
when
that's
you hear droplets in the air, and people are on the street of a city, I think it's a thoughtful thing
droplets
to do.
Droplets really in the air.
So the point being is I halfway through said, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe the running days are over for old Santana.
Right.
If you feel pain, it's not necessarily a great exercise.
Feel pain was just like I don't have any like aerobic, endurance. I just don't have it. Like
up your capacity. And what about that machine you have in your house?
The spin cycle?
Peloton.
Shannon uses it. That's
not the spin cycle. It's the Peloton cycle.
You know, Mike,
it's the $40,000 piece of equipment you have.
When the laundry's almost over.
My wife makes the payments on it, as she should. So I said,
does she use it 24 hours a day? There must be a moment when you can get on.
There are different things that move my meter. Jumping on that bike and doing the actual classes, they're fine. It's not from like running outside though. Like, I enjoy running. Like,
so are you going to continue to do it? Are you going to continue to run?
Yes. This is my point. Is that when I was younger, I couldn't remember what was a great mile. Like, a great mile was 4 minutes, right? Or was it 7 minutes?
You are probably asking two people. Two of the worst people you could ever ask that. I was never a runner, even when I was thinner. I was never a runner. I was always either on a machine of some kind or power walk. I never ran.
Our track record in high school, and I didn't have it clearly, but it was somewhere in like the 4 to 7 minute range. It might have been lower.
A lot of space between 4 to 7.
I was a high school athlete. I was a varsity hockey player. We didn't run in hockey. We skated. So even that was, when I was doing that, it was that way.
I was happy to have. I remember in high school. This is high school, to run a sub 8 minute mile.
Healthline.com, Oscar. It says a non-competitive relatively in shape runner, usually completes 1 mile in 9 to 10 minutes on average.
Okay.
If you're new to running, might be 12 to 15. Elite marathon runners, 5 minutes.
14 minutes and 20 seconds, my mile uphill. Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Running for
that's
3 years.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
That's good.
3 years.
That's good.
I still got it.
You still got it. How many days a week are you thinking of doing it?
I don't want to blow out a hammy, right? Or an Achilles or anything. That's usually what happens when people start getting back into shape.
Well, right. Why don't you start 2 days a week?
That's a good starting point.
Mm-hmm. If you do it 2 days a week, yeah. I heard that Charlie Burney will send you a fruitcake. I'm sorry, a coffee cake. I've made that mistake 3 times now. I've made that mistake because our boy in Leesburg makes the finest confection known to mankind, and there's one in the freezer, which right now I could eat in 3 bites. That's how good his fruitcakes are.
Isn't it amazing how they keep?
Yeah.
Mike, you should dive in and celebrate the fact that there is no like ominous conversation coming your way.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're good to go.
By the way, looking now, I mean, we always have to think ahead. The COVID won't affect our fruitcakes, right?
I've already called them out. The kitchen's back up and running.
Okay.
They have their protocols that are in place in Montgomery County.
That's good. Maybe we'll sell them twice a year.
Mike, this is why I worry.
That's good.
This is why I worry. I get it.
I totally understand. Me too. I'm there. Rob, are you worried?
This St. Patrick's Day, Mike, join us for our new Shamrock Fruitcakes.
Just use the thing? The citron thing, right? The green one.
A little extra green in it. It'd be nice.
Oh, it's the luck of the Irish. St. Patrick's Day fruitcakes. Yeah, you got to come up with another confection. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun. I'll tell you about my altercation at the grocery store when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Linus.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live, or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
That is so much fun. I get swept away. I just sit there, cock my head like a dog when I'm listening to that Ray Liotta.
Mike Brunner did that. He did a great job.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Life is complicated, especially now. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen. That is where Freshly comes in. I love Freshly. Now, Rob, your family is tearing into the Freshly. Am I right about that?
I had a very intense discussion with Wisdom Teeth Boy last night, who's getting closer and closer to real food. How's he doing, by the way? Is he doing okay?
Good.
He's doing good. He's cranky because he's sick of mashed potatoes. He had soft scrambled eggs last night. Today, I said he could have macaroni and cheese if he promised not to chew it.
Did they give you a restriction? Robert III had his wisdom teeth.
Yeah,
did they promise... He can't have those Freshly meatballs that I love so bad.
The discussion we had last night, he says, Dad, I'm going to stick to your rule. And I said, what rule was that? I just want to make sure he remembered. He said, wait until he's sure he can eat and then wait one more day because we don't want him to bust his stitches like his sister did. He said, all right, I'll do it. But nobody touches the Sicilian style chicken parm. Nobody.
Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. With Freshly, you avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chef and their chefs, they got a bunch of them, and nutritionists, they do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. That's it. Imagine better for you golden oven fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto, and fall apart tender beef brisket. That's just a few of the 30 plus health conscious options to choose from. And what is Robert III going to eat when he comes back to chewing after his wisdom teeth?
Sicilian style chicken parm. It sits at the top shelf of the refrigerator like a royal throne. Nobody touches it.
Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Fresh Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. All right. We'll have some stuff about the coronavirus in the news you may not need today, but I wanted to share this. I did a grocery store run, and I've done a few of them since the pandemic began.
Right.
Carla does more grocery shopping than I do. I don't dig it. I've never dug going to the grocery store. But I wear my mask, and a good number of people, we went to the Costco yesterday, and it was the first time I had actually brought the fam in there with me. We all had our mask. Michael was so cute with his mask. And, you know, it's thin enough population-wise down here where it's not crowded because they are heading north. God love them. It's finally convenient.
They're going back?
The time. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going. Some of them are going back.
You'd stay considering the weather and all.
Yeah, it's...
well, as you know, the heat's going to kill the virus, so it's going to be good.
It's crazy. But in the grocery store prior to that...
How are they at Costco? How are they with paper products and meats? That's what's been hit.
Paper products, fine. Meat's just super expensive. That's that's all.
Yeah. It's gone
but
up.
But plenty.
Yeah.
There was no supply issue.
In Safeway yesterday picking up a script, and there's a ton of meat at the grocery store.
Okay.
Like, are you not getting any down?
No.
In
well, the last time I went to Costco about 2.5 weeks ago, low on pork and chicken. Oh, they just didn't have
a fluid situation.
Yeah.
No, they have three ribeyes that looked really good. That I actually had one of them last night for dinner, and the package of three was. I'm trying to think what I pay for. $3,000. That's how much it was.
To be convenient, ribeye. There is a kiosk at the front of Costco that offers reverse mortgages if you want to have steak.
All right. I'm in the Publix, the Publix, down here at the grocery store. And I have a mask on, and I'm doing a Carla's List grocery trip. We had a graduation party for my niece, and I was getting the supplies for that. And I'm going down an aisle and I'm looking for, I think, some, herbs that she's going to use to marinate, whatever she's using.
Herbs and the
lady
spices? Comes,
herbs herb. And spices. I'm in
nice
the herb.
Herb.
And a lady says, sorry, it's one way. And I said, oh, sorry, like that. But they have the traffic still going one way right. where the arrows. Do you have those at your grocery stores up there?
I've seen
you
it.
You
got to
go up
it
this
up
way,
here,
down the
so
street.
So I turn around and head back to the front. And this guy comes around the corner. And I can best describe this guy as his face looked exactly like, do you know in the Indiana Jones movies, the German officer, the short German officer.
Yes. With the round glasses?
No, not the evil one. No,
okay.
This is the guy that had more of that kind of mouth like this. He's got that. He's kind of a good looking guy, but this is a short guy. And I said, it's one way here. And he looks at me and he says, I don't give a shit.
Oh,
and he just pushed right
damn.
By me.
Wow.
He just pushed right by
son.
Me. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I said, thanks, pal. You have a good day, too.
Yeah, fighting words.
But no, it wasn't a fighting word. It was a fighting word. I said, excuse me?
Yeah,
you
right.
want to repeat that? That would have been fighting word.
Here,
I could
here
tell
lady,
you. I could,
hold my son. I'm going to fight this guy.
My son wasn't with me.
Oh, sorry.
My
sorry.
Son wasn't. Yeah, I'm going to get in an all occasion with my kid. I'm that much of a monster. But, you know, it shook me up a little bit. And then, by the way, I kept bumping into this guy. But guess what he was doing? He was going that way. He was going one way. So he didn't like it when I told him, but he still did it after the fact.
Sure.
But I then within the grocery store, I saw about 9 or 10 people doing it, and it didn't matter. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, just like the rest of the country, we don't know what's going on.
Mike, as a guy who has spent some time in the grocery game, let me offer this. Sometimes the people that are running the grocery stores might not have the exact plan in place. We did have a grocery store up here that said social distancing in the lines, and they actually put marks on the ground so you could
tape.
See... Yeah, so you could see what was six feet in front of you.
This building's set up that way now. If you walked into the building now, you see like all these 6-foot lines.
However, in one of the grocery stores up here, the people were next to each other, but 6 feet in front. So it's like social distancing doesn't count side to side because they were only like 18 inches apart left to
Welcome
right.
Welcome to America.
That's
so ridiculous.
That's what they're thinking about. So
it's just not right.
Again,
and,
and you've said it all along. You've got to watch out for yourself because they're not going to help you. They're not going to help you.
Well, I got out of there and I noticed it was kind of every man for himself again.
Right.
And by the way, much better in the Costco. Almost everybody wearing masks yesterday when I was in the Costco and got the supplies that she needed. So remind me tomorrow to tell you about the graduation party, because once again, I know I'm going to piss some people off when I talk about this, but Carla and her mom put up wonderful decorations that were just beautiful for this graduation party. And then they had, I think we had once again, a nice little piece of meat cooked on the grill. And for dessert, though, someone, I think it was my mother-in-law, ran out and bought cupcakes. Cupcakes.
Yeah, but if she was thinking about little Michael, not big Michael.
Well, big Michael was that was the last time he had sugar, and it was good. It was a good send off to sugar, because as I've always said, I don't have time to do it right now. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Cupcakes. Yeah. What do people do that don't know how to bake? Start a cupcake shop. Yeah, that's it. Fantastic. The worst confection known to mankind. The worst product ever. The cupcake. I'll talk about it tomorrow. We got to take a break.
Yes. Oscar, it wouldn't kill these people to think about Big Michael once in a while. Huh?
Right.
Come on.
You would think that one of the cupcakes, which was wedding cake cupcake, might be pretty good. Hey, who doesn't like it? Yeah, no, they effed that up too.
What is this?
They don't know what the hell to do.
With cupcakes, I'm guessing it was probably not a college graduation. Was it an elementary school graduation?
No, it was a high school graduation.
Oh, okay.
So, shut up.
Class of 2020.
Well, I'll talk about it tomorrow. Cupcakes. Right. Yeah, it's terrible. Cupcakes. And by the way, I think I lost the whole table when I went into one of my full-fledged, mimosa-fueled rants. Anyway, it was... So they didn't get it. They were kind of looking at me like,
cupcakes. Your orange-scented burps followed by the rant.
Everybody was looking at me going, what the hell? What is
wrong
with you?
Cut this man off.
Jesus. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Mm. Makes you want to go out, run away. Maybe disappear. Don't. Sit your ass down and stay home.
Oh, oh my.
Listen to Mike O'Mara and his
boys.
Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
I have a secret that I can't wait to tell you guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so great.
Welcome
it's great for the show.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. I love Legacy Box.
Yes.
It's super. It's easy. It's a mail-in service that preserves all of your home movies and pictures on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
Cloud.
Father's Day is fast approaching.
The day of Padre. Pear.
Padre Day. Pear what are you getting, Dad? How about the gift of memories? Help Dad bring that box of old home movies into the 21st century and preserve your family's past for the future. It's so easy. You just pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive. Fantastic quality and so convenient. It's a gift that Dad we'll never forget, because it's memories. That's the type you want to talk about. Oh, Dad, I don't know what to get to you. I don't want to get you a tie. I don't want to get him the memories of his past with his family.
Dad does not want barbecue tools. No. Dad does not want barbecue tools.
No.
Period.
He's had enough.
Get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 50% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Then send it in when you're ready. Legacy Box, great for you or someone you love, especially dear old dad. So go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last.
News.
All right, here we go. Corona stuff. We don't do a lot of it, but we do it occasionally. It's hard to know when life will truly get back to normal, because no one really knows. That's what we were just talking about. Nobody knows, including the experts. This might give you a better idea. Someone polled more than 500 epidemiologists who study the spread of the disease, and they asked them when they'll personally feel comfortable doing various things again, like shaking hands and getting a haircut. Here's what they said. These are the experts. Out of the 20 things on the list, there were only four that most of them would feel okay doing again now or later this summer. These are four out of the 20 things they suggested. They include bringing in mail or packages without precautions. I do that now. We get the stuff and we bring it in. Seeing a doctor for something non-urgent. That's a regular doctor's appointment.
Sure.
Going on an overnight trip with within driving distance. I've done that.
Okay.
And getting your hair cut at a salon. I can't do it yet. I can't bring myself to do it. I just, that to me is such close proximity that, but these are the experts that said they're okay doing that. And by the way, down here, Haircut Central. Mm-hmm. All these old farts.
It.
Oh, God. Got my haircut last week. Got my haircut.
Such
I hear it one more time.
Such a great time to be bald, man.
Make America great again. Got a haircut. And there were there wasn't a real consensus, though. For example, one in five said they won't feel totally safe getting a haircut for at least another year. I'm in that category.
Hippies.
And by the way, I bought clippers.
Yeah.
So Carla hates cutting my hair, too. But,
why?
Honey, I can't do it unless I'm an octopus. So, thank you. I don't know. I don't know. She just doesn't like
it. Are you a good patient?
Again, think about Big Michael. Cut his hair.
Thank you. Amen.
Please.
A few things where the number one answer was within the next 3 to 12 months include attending a small dinner party, sending kids to school, working in a shared office, riding a bus, boarding a plane, going to the gym, and eating at restaurants.
Mm.
Some were less worried about that stuff, though. Close to a third said they'd go to a dinner party this summer, and 30% would send their kids to school or daycare within the next 3 months. Number three, here are some things where over a year away was the top answer.
Okay.
So that's waiting a whole year. Attending a wedding or funeral, going out with someone you don't know very well, attending a large church service, going to live sporting events or concerts, hugging or shaking hands, and not wearing a face mask everywhere. That said, one in six would go to a wedding or a funeral as early as this summer, and one in eight would go to a church again soon. Too many 1 in 8, 6, 5. I'm sorry about that. Only 3% would feel fine going to a concert or sport. Throw a percentage in now to make it an even more confusing story. Only 3% would feel fine going to a concert or sporting event this summer, and 6% said they might never shake hands again. All right. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approved that horribly written confusing story.
Mike, you missed one fact.
Jesus Christ. Hey, we're the complete sheet. Who gives a
Mike.
Damn. Honest to God. Work harder, boys. Jesus Christ. Survey said, you're doing your fake surveys. You know, for Christ's sake, you might as well give me something I can read. My God in heaven.
20% of the people at the World Health Organization say it's going to be more than 3 weeks before they resume their sneezing contests.
Thanks.
I win. I got a fever.
And now some corona fun.
Please.
Can a dog sniff out coronavirus in your armpit? A new study out of France found trained detection dogs could find it at least 83% of the time.
Ooh. Wow.
A 7-Eleven in Japan is going to start selling, or no, not A7, 7-Eleven, the chain in Japan.
Yes.
Is going to start selling life insurance so people can avoid having to go to an insurance company's office during the pandemic.
That's brutal.
What's you go to 7-Eleven? What's something? Give me a food stuff you would order
with
your.
A buffalo chicken taquito.
Yeah.
And if they have the 2 for $3 special,
I get a buffalo chicken taquito.
My friend, could you have you could have one more for 50 cents, which would make it 3. And then I'd have a Monterey Jack taquito just to get us, you know, a little more flavor in the mix.
I'd like a Monterey Jack taquito and a term life insurance policy, please.
Oh, I got $250,000 of coverage and 3 squirts of nacho cheese.
Hey, looking to get a disease? A place called Sex Island out of Las Vegas.
Hey,
Sex Island they're throwing a post coronavirus sex orgy. Yeah, with prostitutes in 2 weeks, men can pay $4,500 for quote weed, unlimited alcohol, and sex with 2 girls per day.
Two.
50 tickets. That's so nasty.
That's
50
right.
Tickets are available. Oscar in the horde, the group of guys out there. You got any takers maybe for that? If you did all expenses paid,
we would like to be first. This is what's the problem with that. I don't even want to involve the horde. I see this proposal and it screams Ponzi scheme. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Oh, it's going to be like a fire festival?
Gets you two women a day and all you can eat. Like, there's, yeah. You can't even get into sandals for $4,000.
If it does get you in, I'm guessing that you want to visit a Japanese 7-Eleven beforehand and buy some life insurance.
People have been making good money selling their used clothes as they clean up around the house during the pandemic. Sites where people can resell clothes like Poshmark and ThredUp say sales have jumped between 50 and 100%. I didn't know that.
Mike, you used to shower Carla with gifts, and so did I with Shannon. Those days are over. Pandemic hit, over. No more gifts.
Right.
When I...
Here's 20, go to the dollar store, buy something for Michael.
Buy 20 things. Yeah.
I have actually... I have a pipeline for all the nice gifts I've given Shannon. She sends them to her sisters, like her purses, all kinds of beautiful things. And I actually went to her, I would say 2 years ago, and I said, hey, instead of sending them to, you know, your sister who probably doesn't care for them or doesn't want them.
Have a little something for the effort.
Yeah,
right?
what about like something, like sell it to one of these like shops? And she says,
hey, Lama. Yeah.
So that lasted a good 8 days. Because... Because somehow it's just too hard to just give away. It's too hard.
I know. You'd rather just throw it away to a family member. attention, Cuomo sexuals. I'm about to make your day, if not your week. Myself included, I'm one. CNN stud Chris Cuomo accidentally appeared naked in the background of one of his wife's yoga videos. And there's proof. The video was deleted quickly after it was filmed in late May. But somebody was... I did a deep dive. Boy, did I ever.
You didn't find it?
I was looking. No, I couldn't find it. Somebody was able to get a screenshot, even with the deleted video. Why they withheld it for so long is beyond me. But, you know, don't let that happen again. Sadly, none of the good stuff is on display. Chris is facing away from the camera, and his butt crack is obscured by the border between two windows. But the guy's naked.
That is a confident man.
Yeah, he's a confident guy.
I'm not in terrible shape, but I'm not in good shape. Even when I was in great shape, I wouldn't walk around like he's walking around.
He's dreaming.
It's tough in my neighborhood because of the townhouses.
Mr. Spiewak, please go inside. This might be surprising. It was surprising to me. A list of celebrities, surprisingly, who don't have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, ready.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Mm.
Really?
Julia Roberts.
Huh.
Angelina Jolie. Ben Affleck. Beyonce. Clint Eastwood. Denzel Washington. And George Clooney. Mega A-A-A-A-listers without a star on the Walk of Fame.
Clooney and Pitt make me think this. It really is just the matter of paying for it.
It's paying for it.
And they might just be above it. They might just be above it.
They just don't have
to. I didn't know you had to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely you campaign for it.
A donation?
There's a donation. You had a story about it one time, I think.
There are blank stars there, and we did write your name on one with a Sharpie once. I remember that in Hollywood.
Mike, I just sent you a picture of Cuomo that I found. I think the whole team has it. Maddie, please excuse...
This is naked Cuomo?
This is not... I didn't send it to Maddie. I sent another beefcake photo of Cuomo from CNN on.
Oh, that's nice.
Look. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Maddie, what do you think? You're probably the most well-equipped for this.
You guys can send this to me any day you want.
Oh, my God.
I swear. It's like looking in a mirror.
Wow. That's special. Thank you,
Isn't
Oscar.
He in shape? Damn.
Oh, my goodness. You're not kidding. All right. Yeah. Anyway, and now a little something. A hotel. Please. This is completely in the opposite direction, and you'll know why in just a second. A hotel on Germany's North Sea coast has banned overweight guests due to worries they will break the resort's elegant designer furniture. The beach hotel in Sallenberg, in the German city of Cuxhaven, is hoping to welcome everyone back to the beach after the coronavirus lockdown ends. However, not everyone is welcome on the sand. In order to stay at the hotel, you have to be 130 kilograms, that's 286 pounds, or below. The reason for the restriction, the hotel's elegant designer furniture is far too sensitive and cannot support the weight of anyone upwards of 130 kilograms. Hotel operator Angelica
Hargesheimer says her hotel's classic furniture is not made for big butts.
And this is the quote from her.
All right.
The designer chairs downstairs, they're real classics. When a person over 130 kilograms sits on it, they sit there with one buttock and the chair does not last long. But I want to have a designer hotel and I want to have a nice furniture, not brutal furniture made of oak.
So, there's that. On a related note, the Spiewak Arms is opening this summer in Leesburg, Virginia, featuring king-size beds made out of donuts. There you go. Come one, come all.
All are welcome. And she had a sandwich in the car.
The Spiewak Arms. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now with King's Things, here's Larry.
Of all the slaws, coal is my favorite. I think birds have gotten meaner. A hot dog is just a long sandwich. Sometimes my feet change color in cool water. Tinder makes my wrist hurt. When do Transformers go to the bathroom? Stevie Wonder can't see! I'm sick and tired of bells. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show.
Yeah.
Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good, okay?
Thanks, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Facebook Stars. Stars. They're just like us. Kate Middleton solves cold cases in her spare time.
It's true.
CBS This Morning's Mo Rocca butchers his own chickens. Mo Rocca.
I hate him.
But I don't like him either. Butchers his own chickens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Look for it on YouTube.
I got to refocus. I leaned in too far.
Morocco's chickens on YouTube.
Oh, God. And Honey Boo Boo's mother, Mama June, revealed this week she has taken a job delivering airport luggage.
This is true.
She's on probation since March when she allegedly ate two carry-ons and a steamer trunk. See, just like you. Anyway, give us Facebook stars. To send stars while you're watching us, simply click the stars next to write a comment. That's what you click. Select how many stars you want to buy and give and click send. Boom, instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please, after you butcher your own chickens, do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Your copper is the toppermost of our poppermost. Now, Mama June, spit out the tag. Spit out the tag, please. We need the address. Mama June. Oh,
Mama June delivering luggage.
Inspired last night. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, June 9th. And happy birthday to my daughter, Catherine, 25 Woo! Years wow. old
happy
today.
Birthday, Catherine.
I was the first to call, and I wish I was with her, but I'm not. And Catherine, I love you. Tough year for her, and she is doing great.
That's good
and,
to know.
And I'm happy for her. And much happiness to come. She certainly deserves it. Take it away, Rob.
Do you know how weird it is to know that something a quarter of a century ago, I remember when you phoned in talking about it?
Yes, yeah. Long labor for her. Long labor. Her mama went through 33 hours of labor for Catherine. And I remember taking video, waiting, watching the guys. I've got the video camera, the big one, back when you had big video cameras.
Yeah, I remember that
big one, yeah. And I've got a big video camera, and I'm watching the surgical guys scrub outside of the delivery room, and you can see the camera going like this.
Yep.
Because I'm shaking. I was so nervous.
You also were worried about the wedding, I'm sure.
Yes. What you mean?
The marriage.
The impending divorce? The marriage. The marriage.
Yeah. No, no. That was the golden times. Are you familiar with Bubba Wallace? The name Bubba Wallace, if I say it?
Is he a race car driver?
He is a NASCAR driver. Very good.
Pull.
And I think he came in 21st this weekend. But here's the thing. He fainted after the race. And how embarrassing is it when you're being interviewed about fainting and you faint again?
It was certainly hot indeed. And Bubba, after a few moments, sat up and started laughing and talking with his crew. Are you okay? What happened?
I don't even know. Long race, I guess. I stood up too fast. Well, I guess I was told I was going to do media. and sat down and stood up too fast. And I got dizzy, got lightheaded, but excuse me, I feel fine now.
He doesn't.
Quick scare for everybody.
Bubba, the start of this race today was very impactful for many reasons.
Get at it.
What did it mean to you to see everybody come together?
Jesus, get them to the
hospital. And recognize
and
take a moment of listening. You okay? He's not okay.
Yep, I think we're going to allow Bubba to...
He's fine.
Yeah, why don't we get Bubba some medical treatment? If he fainted once and he's going out again, maybe not right to the camera.
He's fine now. But
was
I think
hot? Was it super hot there?
It was super hot. And I love the fact that his team said, I just stood up too quick. You're a NASCAR driver. You're something of an elite athlete. Maybe standing up too quick is not it. Anyhow.
Right.
Exactly. Do you remember in the miniseries with the nuclear meltdown, Chernobyl, they had those huge cooling towers that are like huge brick tubes. Now, I love natural sounding reverb. You know, it can be made electronically in a computer now, but in the old days, echo chambers were actually built, and different size rooms and different shapes had different sounds. This is the sound in an empty nuclear plant cooling tower of a guy just popping a balloon. Just popping a balloon. This is really cool.
Wow.
It sounds like
a Russian balloon.
It is a Russian balloon.
Can I hear that again? I was expecting something better. That sounds like a Russian balloon.
I mean, what's so cool about it?
Sounds like a balloon from 1910, you know? Here's a balloon. That's the reverb? Blah, blah, blah. I would have rather have him do something vocally. Like a number nine.
Originally,
I got to get my sound processor. Can you guys look for a sound processor,
sure,
a voice processor
right on it.
That's cheap for me, please? Yeah. I'd like to do that. Number nine.
They did a thing a few years ago. They did a similar thing where they shot a dissenter. It was also very impressive, but the balloon was much nicer. So
the rifle. Hi, Linus. Look over your left shoulder, Rob.
Aw. Dude, he wants to go out.
You got 3 minutes before he can pee. Meanwhile, stateside, the Golden Gate Bridge has been overhauled to be more aerodynamic, but here's the problem. The change has made it so when the wind blows through it, the Golden Gate Bridge whistles and hums, and you can hear it for 3 miles. Can you imagine hearing this on a windy day all day?
Wow.
I love
it. So that carries like over into the city?
Yeah, and people ask, why is it humming? And of course, it's because it doesn't know the words.
You know, I used to commute over the Bay Bridge on the Chesapeake Bay. The Golden Gate Bridge freaks me out.
Would you ever go on the Golden Gate Bridge, Maddie?
Absolutely not.
When I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, all I want to do is get over it. I just want to, I don't know why it freaks me out. I don't know. It's irrational.
Is it high?
Like, you know what, Oscar? It's don't try really to crawl long. Into my mind. Why do I freak out when I get a coffee cake?
I'm just strange.
I don't get it.
And Mike, we close with this news from China. A 30-year-old man in China ended up in the hospital having to have a fish removed from his backside.
Ooh.
Doctors feel that it may have been placed there intentionally, but he claimed it was an accident and he sat on the fish. I just want to warn you, if you sit on a fish, please be careful. Here is our actuality.
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
That's your magic audio bomb. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. If you gave me more time, I would have come up with the guy's name. That's the Chinese guy that sat on the fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man. Sa Man Poo. I don't know. I mean, that's all I got. I'm sorry. That was terrible. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, send us the stars on Facebook Live. We appreciate that. And we will be back tomorrow with a Brent. Charlie, I love you, Charlie Bernie. I love you, Charlie
Very
Bernie.
Charlie.
I love you, Charlie Bernie. Yes, Rob.
And also, we're still taking applicants to be a talking head this Friday. Send me your information.
How are we doing with that? Do we need to goose it a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, I've got good applicants, but I want people to choose from. I want to pick the creme de la creme. So send me your information to rob@mikeomerashow.com. 2 B's and Rob. Please contact me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, love to get a lady. That would be nice. That would be very nice.
Yeah.
It's a lady. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, that walked right up to the line of being a very sexist shill right there, you know?
What happened there?
Yeah. If I have to stop talking now or I'll get in trouble.
Can't wait till Carla hears this.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll see you tomorrow. Robin Oscar, Michael Maris saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmerishow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I got 65, and I'll have half a dollar beer, $5 here, 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 $5 here